What's happening, people? It's Majestic, and I'm chilling with the homeboy right now, Mikey, on the Random 30.
Majestic, how you doing, dude?
Man, like Mikey, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. This looks like a really cool studio that we're talking to you at. Is this your working studio?
Yeah, this is the Limitless Lab, which I like to call it. This is
Limitless Lab. I love it.
This is where Rasputin was born on a Thursday night. So
in that room right there on a Thursday.
In this very room on a Thursday evening, very randomly. So this is my studio. It's at the bottom of my garden at my house.
Right.
Yeah. So obviously during the whole lockdown and that, it's been very handy to have this here because I wouldn't have been able to work. So yeah, I've got my beautiful new Telecaster that I bought the other day on the wall.
Yes, that looks sick.
Yeah, it's a beautiful guitar. I ended up buying a new guitar as I went to go and put my other two guitars in for servicing. It's always the way. You walk into the guitar shop, it's like Aladdin's cave.
What? Take two in and get them serviced and walk out with another one.
Yeah, exactly that. Even my wife saw my Instagram story and was like, why have you bought another guitar?
So have you picked up the two that's been serviced?
No, not yet. Okay, I'm doing that today.
There could be another one.
yeah, you're right, Mike. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, nice, man. Well, we will talk about Rasputin and we'll get to that shortly. Let's talk about you and DJing and producing. Take us behind the scenes of that, mate. Where do you get all your ideas from where are they coming from?
I don't know. I'm inspired by lots of different things. Like, I like, if I hear it or see something, oh, that's cool. It normally triggers me to want to go into my studio. You know what I mean? So, like, I do a lot of remix work. So, you know, I've remixed some of the biggest artists. Like, I've just recently done James Arthur, Paloma Faith.
Wow.
You know, done some absolute, you know, biggies. And so, yeah, when it comes to, like, the musical stuff, I just get triggered by things that I hear and see and go, right, I want to go in the studio and make stuff, you know? So, like, with production, like, as you can see, like, you know, I've got a guitar, play piano. So, yeah, music's a huge part of my life, and it's always one of those things where I get into, like, creative bursts. So if I feel creative, I want to do something. So, like, for example, Rasputin, that was an evening where I just felt creative and I saw something and I thought, right, I need to go and do this.
Wow. What was that thing that you saw that you've gone, I need to do this?
So it was on TikTok, and there's a user called Happy Kelly. So on TikTok, right, I never wanted to join TikTok because it was... It's just another social media form that I just don't have time for.
Yes.
So anyway, my label were like, oh, no, man, you got to be on TikTok. Everyone's on TikTok. Get on TikTok. So I was like, all right, cool. Went on there. Yeah, ended up getting addicted, scrolling through. And the thing is with TikTok, it's just never-ending scrolling. It doesn't stop. You don't come to the end. You're down the rabbit hole for life.
I was doing that before our chat, just sitting here scrolling through TikTok.
I had to drag you back out of the wonderland that is TikTok. So yeah, there was a user called Happy Kelly. She's like a dancer from the US.
Yeah,
right. And her and her partner, like, he's amazing with visuals, effects and stuff. So anyway, she had a video of her dancing to Rasputin, and I heard it, and I was like, there's something in that string riff. It just really lends itself to, like, a beautiful, well, it's great disco music anyway, but,
you know,
when you look at back to sort of Stardust, Music Sounds Better With You, or Armin van Helden, You Don't Know Me, or even Eric Prydz, Call On Me, some of those records that took old samples and then created, you know, house versions of them, I thought, there's something in this, and yeah, lo and behold, one Thursday evening leads me to talking to you now, Mikey. So, yeah,
wow. Perfect. How long did it take you to I guess, put it together? Do we describe it like that, putting it together in your studio there?
So doing the first bit, like actually getting the idea down and having sort of a solid body of work was about, what time did I start? About 10 o'clock at night, and I didn't get out of the studio until about... 10 o'clock at night. Didn't get out of the studio.
Oh, you sleep, man?
No. I got out of the studio about 5 a.m., and I remember finishing it going, yeah, there's something in this. So that was about sort of 5 to 7 hours. And then I work with a guy called Lee. Big shout out to Lee, like almost like my production partner. He's the guy that makes it sound amazing. So like once I finished the body of work, send Lee off the stems and then he adds his little sprinkle. And I think like in total, probably not even over, between his work and mine, it would probably be about a day, you know?
What?
So And obviously, you know, there'll be people, I've had the comments like, all you've done is add a kick drum to it. What have you done? You've not done anything. Like people were saying about the you know, the thing is, when I was looking at things like Armour Van Helden, right, and Duck Sauce, you know, him and A-Track as well, and obviously they used an old Boney M sample in Barbra Streisand. That was a Boney M record. And, you know, it's just about taking those samples and embellishing them and making it feel solid and tight, you know. And I think there's an art in that itself, because you can overdo it and you can underdo it. So yeah, fingers crossed with this one, we got it right.
Well, there's an art in I guess reproducing, to describe it, you know, with an old song, because and a lot of people are doing it now, because I think let's be honest, if it wasn't for those songs, I don't think we would have the music that we have nowadays.
Absolutely.
To be completely honest. So to actually dive back into that music and bring it, and for Rasputin and having that 2021 version, it relives us back to the 70s that can remember that style of music.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, I'm seeing, you know, mums and dads enjoying it with their kids, because the kids have seen it on TikTok, and the mums and dads know it first time round, or even grands and grandpas, you know. So it is a really nice thing, and that's the thing with quality music like that, you know. Frank Farian's obviously a genius, the producer behind Boney M, and he was obviously the guy behind Milli Vanilli as well. So it's just, you know, what a story that is. He's been through quite a journey, hasn't he? So
He has.
Yeah, so it's just, and again, as you mentioned, taking those older records and doing something with, there's a level of respect you have to show them, you know. And I feel like, and there's, you know, when I've had interviews and people are like, oh, you know, what song wouldn't you do, or would you remix anything? I'm like, no, there's certain songs you just leave them be and let them exist, you know.
Yeah.
But I think with Rasputin, I think it's done it justice, and the fact that, you know, it's a collaborative effort with Boney M, you know, it's Majestic and Boney M, Rasputin, it's like, it's an honour, you know?
Yes, so, absolutely, man.
So I'm absolutely over the moon.
It's gone very successful for you. Is it scary, or what was that moment when the job is done and then you go to the world, there it is? And I mean, because you've grabbed a big hit from Boney M and you've obviously done your own version, but how scary is that?
You know,
I would be petrified, to be honest. I'm thinking, oh God, what have I done?
Do you know what? I was so hell-bent on getting it over the line and sorted. And, you know, the thing is, it's not as easy as just, you know, I've taken a Boney M sample and you put a record out. You know, there's record labels involved. There's politics. There's, you know, sign-offs. There's, you know, Frank Farian could have heard it and hated it. Like, leave my record alone, you know. There's so many hurdles to jump over. And luckily for me, you know, being involved and signed to, you know, Ministry of Sound here in the UK, like, which is part of Sony, it was just made life easier, you know, because, you know, every time I speak to up and coming young producers and they ask, oh, how did you clear it? And I'm just like, look, I'll be totally honest with you. It is not easy to do that. That's not something that can just, you can't click your fingers. And, you know, fortunately for me, I was in a position where, you know, I'm signed to a label that was able to deal with that and get that over the line. So there are so many complicated layers to it. So I was more worried about getting that side of things done than, you know, putting it out to the world. And once that happened, then I was worried about, you know, how it would get received.
Yeah, so cool, man. Well, it is an awesome new version of it. We are loving it here at the Random 30. Mate, thanks so much for hanging out and taking the time to explain it all. Really appreciate it.
Oh, Mikey, no, thank you for having me, mate. And I'm can't wait to talk to you about the next one.
Oh, we cannot wait for that, mate. All the best, eh?
Thanks, brother.